Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
All right, we are about to start texting for Megan. Kristen, can you do a better job at recapping this than I can?
Yeah, sure thing. Megan and her sisters are throwing her parents a 25th anniversary party. They're very excited. They enlisted an aunt to help. Aunt was in charge of the guest list and Evites. She sent everything out. The girls looked at the Evite and realized Aunt included somebody that should not have been on the guest list. And that is an ex-friend of their mom's. This was a former best friend. They had a falling out. They haven't spoken in years. Aunt apparently was unaware, and not only did the invitation get sent to this former friend, but she has accepted an RSVP'd yes. So Megan needs to intervene because this woman cannot show up at the anniversary party because it will take all the attention away from mom and dad celebrating their love to whatever happened to her and her mom in the past.
So Megan, obviously this is not a person that you text with all the time. This will be coming out of left field. Hi, blank. This is Megan, blank's daughter. There's something I need to talk to you about. All right.
Okay. Hi. Okay. Same.
She's going to try to play nice, right?
Of course.
Oh, hi, Megan.
I think she'll have an idea of where this is going, though, when she gets the text.
Megan, what do you know of this friend? Like, is she a reasonable gal?
I mean, from what I know her from, she is reasonable. I mean, she's always been really nice to us, and her and my mom were really, really close. And, you know, I've never seen or heard them argue or have a disagreement. So
could you picture her causing a scene of any sort?
I can't picture her causing a scene. No, I can't.
Are you concerned that if we tell the truth, she'll show up anyway?
I don't think she would, no. No.
I mean,
but then that's when you have to enlist somebody. And I kid you not. You have to have somebody designated at the door to make sure she doesn't get in.
Yeah.
If she does.
She texts back.
What you got?
Okay, she said, hi, Meg. Would love to talk. Would you like to get together for lunch? Would love to treat you.
Oh.
That escalated.
No. Okay. No.
No.
I know enough manipulative people that know how to play this game that she's inviting you to go out in hopes that your mom finds out about it because she'll feel so betrayed that this person knows that she'll be able to upset your mom if you go to lunch with her. No circumstances can you go there. Zero.
How about we just say, no, thank you. I would like to address it right here if you have the time.
There you go.
If you want to send that meal DoorDash, though.
Yeah, I know this game. I've seen it. I've been part of it. I've had it done to me where people that I'm not getting along with will invite my friends to lunch or dinner and then post the picture on social knowing that it's going to get to me.
Oh. Mm.
Look at you finally learning your lessons.
Yep. You have really taught me how to put my guard up. Trust
I'm so
anymore.
Proud that I've taught you how to build walls.
You have to earn my trust now.
Thank
nobody
you.
Gets it anymore.
Thank you.
Okay. She said something. So she said, okay, sure. Would still love to see you. She had an exclamation mark behind the U.
Oh. Okay. Just put maybe one day, period. And that's what I need to talk to you about, period. Do we throw Aunt underneath the bus?
And say what?
My aunt accidentally invited you to the anniversary party, not knowing.
Not knowing the history.
But it's not history, it's present.
Not knowing that you and mom are seeing eye to eye.
Not knowing that my mom thinks you're a total B?
Yes.
Ooh, that's good.
Is that a
my job done.
Aunt accidentally invited you to the anniversary party, not knowing the current state of your and mom's relationship.
Oh, that
come
is
on now.
So cool.
Come on now. Good answer.
Cool. Good answer. Good answer. Survey says, bang, 100. I bet you can't recite
is
it, though.
Is that in with the other word? Like, maybe one day. That's what I need to talk to you about, period, and then...
Maybe one day, period, and that's what I need to talk to you about, period, and then what I just said.
Okay, so here it is. Maybe one day, period, that's what I need to talk to you about, period, My aunt accidentally invited you to the anniversary party, not knowing the state of you and Mom's relationship.
Okay, that's fine. We don't have to put current. That's fine. And then the next thing, because now we need to tell her she can't come. Because we just said aunt accidentally invited you.
Yeah.
And that's not, like, we have to be very, I think, like, black and white about this.
Something about there's absolutely no distractions at this party at all for Mom.
I'm not sure surprising Mom would be the best idea.
We want the focus to be on Mom and Dad, and don't feel like that's the right time for a reconciliation.
Ooh.
That's fire. We can leave.
Yeah, let's all go.
Let's just go.
All right. I'm hungry. I'm tired. I'm ready to get out of here. Kristen's got this.
Clearly don't need us.
He
couldn't even wait. Yeah.
And then I think the last thing you write, I know this is super long, I hope you understand and can respect our request.
This feels like the longest texting to the text I've ever
heard. I was thinking that too.
We need it all in there though, right?
No, you're not wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
One and done, baby.
Yes.
I'm hitting send?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, send. So I'm going to make a prediction here.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah. I'm going to make a prediction here because I feel like I know enough passive aggressive people.
Yes.
And I've been in this situation enough to know what the next line is going to be. It's going to be something like, oh, really? What's the state of our relationship? Mm. So she's going to make you spell it out. I hope I'm wrong.
She responded. She said, I absolutely agree. I'll have it all resolved by the party. Don't you worry about a thing.
Oh, no. Because this is a surprise party, right?
Yes. Yeah.
No. Wait, Kristen, you really F this one up.
Oh, my gosh. What does that mean?
I don't know why I think that she's like the most awful person of
really
all the time, but
her.
I got enough history here that I'm a little jaded in this area.
Well, here's the thing. If she does have good intentions behind it and they try to have a reconciliation and it goes bad, then that might even do the work for us in the sense that she might realize, oh, it's not a good idea for me to show up.
Yeah.
All we have to do is just make sure she doesn't ruin the surprise.
So how about we just say, please remember this is a surprise party that my sisters and I have worked really hard on. And if you aren't able to mend fences, you will graciously bow out from attending. We're putting a lot of trust in this woman.
Abby just wants out of this quickly so she can start gnawing on that popcorn.
I'm hitting sand. I'm hitting sand.
She's still young and hopeful and still believes
it. People, it is the noisiest damn popcorn.
Why does it sound like that?
I don't know.
Is your popcorn stale? Well,
No, that's fresh. Stale, you wouldn't hear anything at all.
Yeah, you're right.
Right? They must have just made it like 6 minutes ago.
I think it's your mega mic.
I just popped it.
I feel like I'm inside her mouth.
I'm telling you.
With the kernel. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, so she said, I understand. Can't wait to see you guys.
Okie dokie.
Oh, we're not leaving it like that. Can't wait to see you guys.
Does she need to confirm with me that they've mended fences?
Yeah, please confirm.
Yes.
Can we talk after the two of you chat?
All right, so...
because your mom might have a completely different perspective than this woman does. Mm-hmm.
So, can't wait to see you guys. Please wait to attend for the go-ahead from me. Want to make sure Mom's on the same page.
Okay.
Because this night is about her and Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And celebrating their love.
Fit.
Sometimes you got to be a little redundant and reiterate when you're talking to a person that may not be able to be reasoned with.
She said she was very reasonable.
If she said that, I'm sure she is.
She's insisting on coming. She's insisting on being there.
Clearly.
Right.
Here's the thing. If she's insisting on being there and coming, it sounds like she may have been the one that did something wrong, not the other way around.
Or
what it's given.
She could be a good friend trying to be the bigger person.
Uh-huh.
Because her mom.
She said, isn't it always? Well, isn't it always? It wasn't a question, but she said, isn't it always?
Isn't it always what?
Isn't it always?
About isn't her. It always?
Isn't it always about her?
Wow. Oh,
okay.
No.
All right,
and
screw you, Susan.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. Ready?
Oh, boy.
We're going to match energy. She just said one line, isn't it always? And you're just going to respond back. And with that text, you're uninvited from attending.
Mic drop.
Are you comfortable with that, Megan?
I'm comfortable with the, yeah, we'll just have someone at the door because she knows all the details of the party. So,
send it.
Maybe a couple of people. Okay, sending.
Maybe it's your aunt's job to stay out there and make sure this woman doesn't show up.
Yeah, can she fight?
I don't know. My aunt's a bit of a pushover. She might just let her in. I don't know.
Okay.
So it won't be her. We have to get someone who's stern.
Oh, come on. You know, everybody, every family has a big old a-hole that would, like, volunteer to do something like this.
That's a fact.
I mean, my husband can come out. He's a great a-hole.
You need to find that person in the family that's like, oh, I hope somebody's sitting in my seat when I get there.
Uh-huh.
That person.
Okay, this is what she said. She said, oh, Megan, don't be this way. She and I have been friends for a long time. We will work this out. No need for you to fight battles on anyone's behalf.
I'm not fighting battles. I'm uninviting you from the anniversary party.
That's it.
I think at the end of the day, you really do. You've got two options here. And Kristen's right. You have to change the date, which is not the date, but the venue, which is a real hassle. Or you just got to make sure that you got somebody out there. And there is. There always is somebody in the family that would be eager to protect, looking for a fight.
Okay, true. I'm not fighting battles. I'm uninviting you from the anniversary party.
That's it.
Do we tell her? Just want to let you know if you show up, you will not be let in.
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
Because then I might fire somebody up to try to show up anyway and weasel their way in.
Yeah, and
might
bring people with her. I mean, I don't think she would, but, you know, I don't know. Okay. All right.
And at this point, I wouldn't communicate with her anymore, right? I mean, what's the point?
No, there's no point.
I would just ignore anything else she sends.
Okay.
I hope she doesn't ruin the surprise party for your mom.
That part, yeah. Maybe I can get my mom's phone and block her number.
It's not a bad idea.
And if she does ruin the surprise party, I mean, that's even more indicative of the kind of person she is.
Yeah. She said that's too bad.
Okay. Then just leave it at that.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Well, we'll be on standby.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, because I'm not.
That was tense.
I'm nervous.
Man, my joints are tight.
I get it.
Phone. Yeah, I think I'm going to block her from my mom's phone. My mom won't know the difference.
Okay.
Well, that's a good idea.
And then we'll have someone at the door. So.
Okay.
It has been my experience that these type of people are more bark than they are bite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think that she's going to show up at the party. I really don't, but I would definitely have somebody looking at that door.
No doubt.
Okay. Good luck. Please let us know how it goes, okay?
I will. Thank you guys so much for everything.
All right.
All right, girl. Good luck.
Good luck. Take care.
Hey, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
All right. How do you think that thing ends? You think that she shows up?
I think she ruins it.
You think?
Yeah.
Really? You mean she's going to show up and blow it up?
Yep.
I don't think she'll show up, but I think she's going to somehow, some way, try to get to mom beforehand.
That's what I think. She'll ruin the surprise before it even happens.
Oh, I hate these kind of people. You ready to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Enjoy yourself. I thought you for sure were going to go, no, I'm not hungry anymore.
Got my popcorn.
The Bird Show.